Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? And we're back. I know it's been like a long time coming, and it's been a while, but just gonna explain some of the reasons why we haven't been doing any, you know, shows or videos or anything like that for a while. It's just been like a rough. Let's see. I know the last time we did one was like in September. So about 8 months since we done the last video, and it's just been like a little bit of a tough 8 months just for like everybody in the crew with battle depression, a lot of drama, and seems like the drama would never end. Just all that stuff just like kind of bottle up, and it just didn't, it really didn't help the brand. It didn't help anybody that, you know, just just one of those things that you just need to, like, take some time, try to recollect yourself, and just, like, wait till the right time to resurface and all that stuff. And I know the same thing, like, we're on wrestling shows and stuff like that. Like, for instance, on Legacy Pro Wrestling, I had their show last night. Although they say ACH couldn't show up, they had Marshall Rocket that was there. So I don't know, like, what happened and stuff. I didn't get a chance to go to the show last night, but I probably guarantee that it probably was, like, a good show, and they probably announced when their next one's going to be. So and I know there's, like, a show that's going on this weekend, too. But, like, back to like, just everybody just been battling with, just like I mentioned, depression, just, like, all mental things that have been going on with, like, everybody. So it just, like I said, it just, like, hit everybody. So if, for the people that think, like, people with, like, mental issues and things that just don't, like, and they don't believe that, you know, people can't, like, deal with it, it's hard to deal with, like, the issues you have. It's like, it could be, like, just things not going your way. You could, like, lost a child, or, like, end up losing all you work hard for just to come up and crumbles, and friends betraying you, and
don't get me on that.
Or friends betraying you. Yeah, there's been a lot of that going on. But and that for just, like, my situation, like I said, everybody knows that, and I mentioned it on my Facebook page that I've been dealing with depression and stuff like that. And it just got, like, so bad that I just didn't want to do anything at all. Well, I'm just not going to mention everybody else's, like, issues and stuff like that. I let them decide to do that on their own time if they would like to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't want me to stop, seriously. Because after the morning that I've had, I'm liable to kill someone. Like, seriously.
It ain't going to be over chocolate.
No, it's going to be over using little motherfuckers. Seriously.
But just like I said, like, everybody from the group, they have their own issues and couldn't have the time, you know, to keep up with things like that. So, like with the YouTube videos, I know I need to start catching up on that and start, like, posting stuff. And, like, try to come up with news and stuff. Like, I've been active with the WrestlingFanSpeakOut.Weebly.com website. So I've been actually active on that. So, like, you know, wrestling events, there are on there, so check them out. And I'm trying to put more photos of wrestlers we met and all that good stuff. So I'm trying to be more active on the website. You know, just like, you know, a lot is going on and a lot of things you got to do, like. And I like to say, like, what's going on to everybody, the people that I know, like, friends-wise, that went to WrestleMania this past weekend, that it seemed like they had a blast, they had a good time, so can't complain about that. But with WrestleMania, like, all in the books, and the next one will be, like, in New Orleans. So probably a few things that we can talk about is like with one Undertaker's last match with Roman Reigns, and you know, the sad thing is you have like fans, like it's just gotten like so bad, you know, that fans want to like, oh, I want to kill Roman die and all this stupid stuff. Just one of those things that just some people just really just need to grow up and just need to take a chill pill and calm down. It's like, it's not the end of the world, because what happened with that situation, and as a lot of people mentioned, that if it was going to be Undertaker's last match, Roman Reigns would be the perfect opponent for Undertaker. And it just seems like just some people just don't get it, or it seems like they would never will get it. But if you're going on just like you want to say die, Roman die, and talk about that's a good thing, yeah, something's really wrong with you. Not just like in general, but just like with life itself. Because now it just don't make no sense that you want to, you know, just want to take it that far, and it's like, all of this entertain. Excuse me. And it just seems like some people just, like, just go out of their minds just to, I think this is worse than what John Cena was receiving. It's just like one of those things you just think of shaking your head, just like, I don't think people don't understand it.
Don't think that you deserve a second chance after you violated the world.
That's what it is. That he should have worked his way back up again instead of sliding in the top. True, but I'm just saying, like, even, like, before, like, that incident, but that did give, like, fans, you know, the go for. And I'm just surprised some of the fans haven't, you know, brought that back up. There you feel the pussy, blah, 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 blah. So that was one of the things I was shocked that some of the fans didn't, you know, bring back up. But just overall with the matter, like, wrestling is, well, this day and age of wrestling is like nothing but like you want to, you know, for entertainment. But like, we all love our wrestling and we all, you know, live and breathe wrestling. Well, most of us then. I'll say most.
You better give me dirty looks. You better play on it because I will mother cut you up. Because that was a dirty-ass look.
What do you mean, dirty look?
You
gave
a fucking dirty look,
from my opinion. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I
swear to God, today ain't the day.
Well, I didn't give you a dirty look, or it wasn't meant to be a dirty look. It wasn't. I don't know why I'm tapping on one laptop and thinking the other one is supposed to move the screens and stuff, so. With the Night at the Raw and all that stuff happening, you thought, like, the crowd was going to be, you know, real crazy, but some people think that they did went crazy how they are the night after WrestleMania. And now with the first time, it's like two nights after WrestleMania, you have SmackDown Live. It's with the crowd, it's like, I wouldn't say they were as crazy as they were in the past. I think they was Probably in the beginning when Roman Reigns came out and said what he had to say, although he only said like 5 words. But he was just letting the crowd like boo him and all that stuff, like you sucks, go away and all that. But I don't think the crowd was that crazy, or it's not that, it wasn't that type of crowd that you want to like hate on because like they ruined wrestling because of, you know, how they normally would act, but it wasn't like that with this crowd. I just think it was like one of his, it was a wild crowd, but it wasn't as wild as it normally would be. But I just think some of them probably just got some sense. That's just what I think. And plus with like all the stuff that's been going on this weekend, probably some people probably just really burn out from just the weekend and wrestling in general. Let's see. I know we got a little bit, but if you guys do want to call in, just want to talk about WrestleMania for a little bit or whatever, you can call in at 213-943-3770. Again, it's 213-943-3770. If you want to talk about anything in wrestling within the next 14 minutes or so. So I'm just going to talk a little bit of everything. I'm not going to get like to like the main matches that happened, but just like some of the points. Like, of course, the you have what happened on Raw. Like the Revival had debuted. They went against the New Day and won. Hardys defended their tag titles that they won at WrestleMania against Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows and retained. And plus you had Vince McMahon came up with like saying there's going to be a shakeup with the roster. So, and there's already rumors already that they did some of the swapping with the women, saying like, well, this, they probably didn't officially did it, but I think there's like rumors right now. So like I say, we're rumors, Jay, just rumors. So don't like quote me on them just yet. So they could be just whatever. You know what I mean? With Alexa Bliss probably going to Raw and Charlotte going to SmackDown. So that's just the rumors that it is right now, but we don't know how real or how serious like that this situation happened. So we don't know. So we just have to find out next Monday on what's going to happen. Finn Balor had returned. He teamed up with Seth Rollins to go against Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe, which Chris Jericho was supposed to be in that place, but Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe jumped Chris Jericho. And Kurt Angle, which is the new, he is the new GM, which he did do a few funny bits with, you know, with certain wrestlers that came in. So that match happened, and it was good to see Finn Balor back, and the crowd did went crazy, and Finn Balor and Seth Rollins did win the match. I know some people were throwing some scenarios as, like, Seth Rollins was the one that injured Finn Balor, but I think they're not going to go that route at the moment. It's the same thing with, you know, Seth Rollins and Triple H. They fought at WrestleMania, and I thought Triple H was going to win a match that he doesn't need to win. So, for once, he, you know, lost. And with the GM situation, Stephanie, as y'all saw during the Seth Rollins and Triple H match, that Stephanie went through a table, and they said she's going to be out for quite some time, but just don't know how long she's going to be out. So, that's why he, Vince McMahon that gave like Kurt Angle the keys to be the GM. So with the superstar shake up, And well, of course, with Goldberg and Brock, Brock now the new Universal Champion, and I know the situation with that, and like some people are not liking that. Another part-timer had won it, and you probably won't even see him defend it until SummerSlam, but right now we don't know, like, if the schedule or how is that going to work or what they're going to do with this situation. But it just seems like Brock won the challenge by Roman Reigns, the one who he beat the Undertaker. So they want to, maybe that match will happen, or maybe, who knows, with the scenarios, with the things that they could do, but half of the stuff they limit with because of Brock's schedule, we don't know what's going to be going on with that. But let's see. I know afterwards, Goldberg came out and said a few words, and excuse me. They say he's down but not out, so it's like he's, might as well say he's semi-retired. But there was another match that happened. Sheamus and Cesaro went against Enzo and Cass. No one contender, so see, Sheamus and Cesaro win that match. So most likely Payback would be the next pay-per-view for Raw. And it seems like the tag team title match is going to happen at that Payback pay-per-view. So with the Hardys versus Cesaro and Sheamus. So with the, you know, pay-per-view being like less than 4 weeks away. So it should be interesting. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens going to have their rematch for the United States Championship. That that's going to happen on Payback. If y'all don't know when Payback's going to be, it's going to be April 30th, live on pay-per-view, and also on the WWE Network. I don't know why they failed to say that it's going to be, like, on pay-per-view or anything like that. Because there are some people that still, like, pay for pay-per-view, but that's how it is. So I'm going to try to talk a little bit about TNA while I got, like, a little time. I guess y'all can understand the situation with Jeremy Borash and Josh Matthews. They was on commentary. And just one of those things that you just think of, like, my God. I guess sometimes it's good to have, like, commentaries go after each other, but there's times it just, like, start to get in the point that just gets, like, real annoying. So let me just try to get over here and let's see. Okay, skip that one, skip that one. Let's see, Eli Drake versus C-Web Conley. That was a decent match, and it did just kicked off just with that match, and good match. Eli Drake won. Let's see, next time I will have some notes with me next time, so I won't have to, you know, backtrack on the laptop to laptop and all that good stuff, and just trying to condense everything to a half an hour is, normally it'll be a good thing, but sometimes it's not. Let's see, OVV won the No One Contenders match for Battle Royal, so she's going to go against Rosemary, I guess, whenever they mention that. Let's see. Andrew Everett versus Marche Rocket in Suicide. They went against each other, and Andrew Everett won. Let's see. Eddie Edwards and Davey Richards, Last Man Standing match. And it just seems like these guys, like, they fight, like, almost every week. So, I think it was Davey Richards that, yep, Davey Richards had won that match. Trying to see what else happened. Alberto El Patron, that was in action. And Johnny Borash and Josh Matthews, they picked their team. For Team Josh, it was Lashley, Bram, Eli Drake, Tyrus. And on Jeremy Borash's team, is Alberto El Patron, Chris Adonis, also known for you people as Chris Masters. The returning Matt Morgan and the returning Magnus. Well, they kind of didn't show, like, because, like, when it was off the air, they cut that part off of Magnus coming in, but they just covered who it was. They wanted people to go on the website and find out, so that happened, so. And I think somebody is supposed to be making their debut next week. Not sure who, but I got a feeling who it is, but I don't want to, like, jinx it or anything like that. So, we'll see. See if I can try to talk about SmackDown real quick. The main event was Randy Orton and Luke Harper versus Eric Roman and Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton and Luke Harper won the match, which was a good, decent match. Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt are going to fight again. They're going to go into this with the House of Horrors match. That's supposed to happen. I don't know. Shinsuke Nakamura made his debut, although he didn't wrestle. He just made an appearance. Naomi went against Alexa Bliss for the rematch. Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin fought in the street fight. Baron Corbin won, and for Naomi, Alexa Bliss won. Let's see. The Usos and America Alpha is going to have their title rematch next week. That's going on. Trying to think if there's anything else I need to catch up. Oh, yeah, Simon Gotch, who was with the Von Villains, asked for his release and was granted for his release. So much for, you know, the Von Villains, if they're going to do something with them, seems like they won't. So it's only was Aiden English. Let's see, was there anything else I'm missing? Nothing. Just check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. So check that out. Also check out our partners of Maddie's Mary. Check them out. Show them support. And, you know, just join in with the Baby Loss community. Let's see. Look for us. You can also look for us on Twitter, although I need a, you know, get back on Twitter to chat with people and stuff like that for Wrestling Fans Speak Out. So follow us on Twitter. Also look for us on Facebook and all that good stuff. So gonna get out of here, and although it's kind of like seemed like I was throwing everything into one, so I promise next I have everything in order next week. So until then, y'all guys have a good weekend, enjoy the wrestling, and see what's happening on the shakeoff with this Monday on Raw. So y'all have a good one.